37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, it's winter time, it's January, it's snowing outside, and most of us, the least thing on our mind is the possibility of insects that are living in our yard, on our trees, on our shrubs, and the effect that they would have. We all assume, you know, it's cold, it's snowy. There's no bugs. They're all asleep. They're all dormant. But there are insects that are active at this time of the year. And these insects are getting more numerous. They're moving from the south and moving further north. And I thought that we would get some information to you. Had a couple long talks with Ed Roy. He is a plant health care manager. He's a certified arborist from the state of New Hampshire. And I thought it'd be kind of neat to get him on the radio so that he can explain to you what to look for. So that when the weather is nice, you can walk outside, look at your shrubs, look at your tree for the possibility of this particular insect. And again, it was confined south in New England and into Virginia and the Carolinas, but it is now getting into Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and it's something that we need to think about, inspect our plants so that we don't have a problem. Ed, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Ed, are you there? Ed? Okay. Ed has temporarily dropped. We'll get him back, and then he'll tell you about this winter moth problem that is becoming a little bit more of a problem. And some of it probably has to do with the weather. This past winter last year was so mild that a lot of them survived the cold, and their numbers have grown, and they are acclimating to the climate of the Northeast. They're in New York State, they're in Pennsylvania, and they're moving up, and it's a bug that we want to be able to take care of and eliminate if possible. And we'll tell you about some of the things that you can do to control the winter moth. Again, on Cape Cod, it's a major problem. Rhode Island, it's a major problem. Parts of Connecticut, New York State, New Jersey, it's a major problem. And it's just going to get worse unless we know what to look for and how to control it. And it will help you with your plants. So as soon as we get a hold of Ed, he'll tell you the life cycle of the insect, insecticides that you can use, both natural and chemical. And that way you can have fewer problems on your property. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Terrific. I'm glad that you were able to join us this morning and to tell our listeners about the winter moth. Now, where has the winter moth been seen in the Northeast?
Well, in the Northeast, it's been, as a lot of people know, in Massachusetts, sort of east of 495 for a number of years now, where it's been, you know, a very large problem, almost gypsy moth-type defoliations. More recently, this year, it has been spotted as far north as Vinyl Haven, Maine, and Cape Elizabeth. And I've also personally have spotted it within the Dover, New Hampshire area.
Now, can the winter moth kill trees on your property?
It can. And the way that it kills the trees is by defoliating them a number of years in a row. It actually forces the tree to use up the food reserves that it has stored, you know, within its trunk and root system. And then secondary or, you know, weak sort of pathogens and insects are able to come in and attack the tree, and the combination of the two can actually cause the tree to die.
So you get the winter moth that weakens the tree, and then the secondary infection that comes in and really puts the final hammer to it.
Exactly. Some things like shoestring rot, which is a type of a fungus, can, you know, gain a foothold. There are some boring insects as well that would take that opportunity to get in there and further weaken the tree.
Now, are there specific trees that the winter moth prefers? Do they prefer deciduous leaf-type plants or evergreen like conifers and pines?
That's actually one of the major concerns with the winter moth, is that it has a very, very large range. I mean, just a partial list of some of the trees that it likes to attack are birch trees, oak trees, maple trees, cherry trees, crab apples, and one of the important food crops that it actually attacks are blueberries. There are one or two spruce trees that it attacks, but it's, you know, pretty much a broad range feeder on most of the deciduous trees that you see in our area.
Now, what time of the year do the moths start flying around? Are they active now, or are they dormant and are going to come in a little bit later?
The moths become active right around Thanksgiving is the usual time frame that you begin to see them flying around. And they'll stay active through about the mid-January period, any time that it's warm enough. And usually the first indication that you have them is that you will start to see little gray moths attracted to your outdoor light.
Now, what kind of trees do winter moths like to feed on? Is there a special variety or a family of trees and shrubs that they prefer over others?
Well, not really. I mean, if it's, you know, as I said before, if it's an oak tree, any of the maple trees, any of the cherry trees, ash trees, they'll you know, pretty much have, you know, same preference for any one of those trees.
So they're feeding on those plants now. So they can be found on the buds of the plant, or are they scattered throughout the whole tree on the stems and the trunk?
Right. Right now, they're not actually feeding on the trees. What they're doing is the moths are the adult phase of the insect, and they're actually in the process of mating right now. The ones that we see flying around are the males. The females are actually wingless, and they hang out on a tree trunk. And when after they get done mating, then they lay their eggs on the tree trunk in the crevices underneath the bark in those areas. And the eggs will stay there until mid-April, at which time they hatch.
So once they hatch, then they'll get on the buds that are beginning to open and
exactly
produce the foliage, and they'll feed on that tender growth.
Exactly. What happens is the eggs will hatch, you know, in early to mid-April. They actually will climb, the little caterpillars, the very, very small, will actually climb up into the trees a little bit and put out a little silken thread, and they'll be carried off in the wind a lot like in Charlotte's Web, and called ballooning. And they will actually float into the upper canopy of the trees, at which point they will enter the buds of the tree as they're beginning to do their spring swelling. And that's really, you know, the real problem with these winter moths is that they're getting into these buds when they're very, very small. They're just beginning to open. The leaves are very tender, and the little caterpillars will actually get inside those buds and start chewing away at the leaves even before they're breaking out of the bud.
Now, if you're beginning to see signs of these little male moths flying around your property, what can you use to control the winter moth at this time of the year?
There are really no effective controls at this time of year. I mean, there are, you know, insecticides that would, you know, kill the moth, but it's really not an effective way to control them because of the way that they have this ballooning activity that even if you kill the moths that are on your property, you're going to really see, you know, caterpillars immigrating in from other sites because of the ballooning aspect of it. So really right now is not the time of year that you want to control them, but it is, you know, a good indication that, you know, we really need to be diligent coming up in the springtime to notice any, you know, caterpillar activity very early in the season. And it's actually, yep.
Okay, Ed, do you hold on a second? We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll talk more about the winter moth.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Perrin Cotton Club. We're talking with Ed Roy. He is a health care manager and a certified arborist from the state of New Hampshire. And we're talking about a new insect that's come into our country from overseas and how we can take care of them. Now, Roy, Ed, at what time of the year do you spray for the winter moth and have it become most effective?
The best time of year to spray for the winter moth is going to be in that middle April to later April period when the buds are, you know, getting more fully expanded and we're able to deliver the actual material to the leaf surface. So that the insect can eat a part of that leaf surface and then die.
So the during mid-April, the caterpillar itself has hatched and is beginning to eat his way into the bud itself that will create foliage. It'll be full of holes or misshapen.
They'll be full of holes, and they can also be, you know, completely devoid of any leaves at all when there's a very, very heavy infestation. The worst case scenario is when we have one of these cool, wet springs where it takes a long time for the buds to expand and for the leaves to break out of those buds because the worms will stay, the caterpillars will stay inside that bud the entire period and, you know, devour the leaves completely, and we're not able to deliver any kind of material to that insect in that location.
Now, we have two ways to attack the winter moth. We have people that want to stay natural, want to stay organic, and then we have people that just want the property sprayed, they want everything killed. Can you tell us the difference between chemicals and naturally occurring organic products that you can apply to the plants that if you, the homeowner, has a small piece of property, you can do it yourself, or contact somebody like you and have a professional arborist come and treat the whole property?
Right. There are a number of products available to use that are either biologically or organically derived. The first one that a lot of people are familiar with is BT, Bacillus cumbergii, which has been on the market for quite a while. That one has some effectiveness. It's not entirely effective, but it does have the benefit that it targets, you know, caterpillars in particular, this particular variety that they use, so it's not harmful to other insects. There's another type of material that the word that describes it is called a biorational chemical, and that's a chemical called spinosad, and it's actually derived from a type of bacterium that was discovered in the Caribbean. That one is, like I said, it's biorational, and it has a little bit broader spectrum as far as what it kills, but a very narrow one. It is toxic to bees, so you do need to be careful. If a plant is in flower, you should not, you know, spray it at that point. Another material that's available to the commercial applicator, not to the homeowner, unfortunately, is a material called Confirm, and it's an insect growth regulator. And that one is very specific to the moth family. It will kill nothing else. It actually attacks a very specific enzyme that's involved with the moth molting. So it stops the moth from growing. And that's an excellent material because it only attacks moths. Another material that is fairly good to use, but again has some negatives, is any of the pyrethroids that are available on the market. They are good in that they have a very short shelf life once it hits the leaf. It doesn't last for that long. However, it is a broad leaf, a broad spectrum insecticide. As far as homeowners go, this again is, you know, if you have small trees and shrubs, you know, you can treat those because the foliage is accessible to you. Unfortunately, again, with larger trees, it's very hard for homeowners to get good coverage, and that's when, you know, you really need to call, you know, an arborist such as myself with Urban Tree Service to take care of that. We're also trained to make sure that we identify that it's, you know, that we're targeting the right organism.
Terrific. Okay. Ed, why don't you hold on a second?
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Ed Roy. He is a certified arborist from the state of New Hampshire, and we're talking about the winter moth. Now, Ed, can you tell us where the moth originated from?
The moth originally comes from Europe and certain parts of Asia.
And how did it get here?
That's a good question. It was accidentally introduced. Not sure exactly what was the vector that it used to get here, but it was actually originally discovered in Nova Scotia as far back as 1949. Odds are that it was probably introduced on, you know, some ornamental plants that were brought over, which is how a lot of these pests are introduced to us.
Any particular reason why it's spreading at the rate that it is?
I would think that, as you had mentioned earlier, the some of the warmer winters that we've had in the last year or two are certainly helping it along. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we really don't know, you know, what is the ultimate reason that these things do spread. I mean, there are a number of things that it could be. Storms can certainly probably move them around a little bit. Warmer winter, so that you get less mortality over the winter time, can all be contributing factors to seeing a population building up. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Both the Senate and the House have approved
any natural predators that will help to control this particular insect?
At this time, in this area, no. They have done a little bit of work in Nova Scotia and in Canada and out west with some a parasitic fly that is specific to the winter moth. They have done some releases of this fly on Cape Cod. They've had some marginal success, but it does take a while for the parasite population to build up as well.
Okay. And if you think that you have winter moth on your property, you look at the foliage, there's holes in them, and it's something that's been getting worse, who should you contact?
I would say, you know, the best people to contact would be an arborist. You know, like myself, we are trained to recognize, you know, what these insects look like. Where arborists are very, you know, client oriented, so we could get out there very quickly and take a look and try to collect some of the caterpillars and to identify them for you, because there are a number of different types of caterpillars that may be out at that time of year, and you want to make sure that you're targeting the correct species.
Now, when should you call this? I mean, should you call an arborist like you now and schedule something for the spring? Because, as you said, it's not going to be noticeable until April. So if it's going to be noticeable in April, everybody's going to be calling at the same time. So should we call now, set up an appointment, and have you scheduled to come to visit the property?
I would say, you know, contact now is always a good idea. That way, you know, we can be familiar with the property. Unless we see actual moth flying around, there's really nothing else that we could do right now. And the moth will be flying around if we do get some warmer weather again, maybe like in the, you know, mid-30s to mid-40s. But no, really, unfortunately, the best time to you know, tell if you got some active feeding caterpillars will be in the springtime, and that's obviously a very busy time of year for that for us, and we expect that and are prepared for it.
Now, could you give us your phone number and maybe a website where people could go to get information about the winter moth?
Absolutely. My phone number is area code 603-332-1246, and that will put you in direct contact with my office at Urban Tree Service in New Hampshire. We're based out of Rochester. Another website that you could go to would be actually hold on one second. I'm pulling up my list right here. The Cape Cod Cooperative Extension actually has some very, very good information, and their website is www.capecodextension.org. And because they've been dealing with it for a number of years now, so that is a very good site to go to as well. That would be, I think, probably the best one to go to. Also, the United States Department of Agriculture has some information on the winter moth as well.
Now, is this a pest that you see it getting worse before getting better?
Well, I think a lot of that, Paul, is going to depend on the weather. whether or not we continue to have, you know, warm winters as we've had. I know we've had, you know, recently a little bit of a cold snap, but that's really, you know, not that cold in the big picture. So I think a lot of it really is dependent on the weather. Just like with the gypsy moth, we've had a couple of springs where we saw the populations actually building up, but then we had an extended wet period that actually caused the population to decline again. So that's why, you know, it's important that it's, you know, monitored continually, and that, you know, as a homeowner, you're aware that the potential for damage is always there.
Okay, and the types of trees, again, that the winter moth prefer are deciduous or evergreen-type plants?
Primarily deciduous trees and shrubs, and they do like spruce trees. And one of the other things that that's a problem with the winter moth is they not only eat the leaf buds, but they also eat the flower buds, and that's why it's such an important pest for blueberry producers, because they will eat the flower buds as well. But they do prefer deciduous trees, very broad range of deciduous trees, and spruce trees.
Okay, so for somebody that has a vegetable garden and they have blueberries, some apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries, things that they would notice happening during the bud swelling and the blooming of that plant, tell us what they should look for.
They should look for holes in the leaves. They should look for a lack of leaves, a thin appearance to the tree, or a complete failure for leaves to develop, because the winter moth has eaten the bud in its entirety. So if you have a very late leaf break, what's probably happened is the winter moth has eaten the first set of leaves, and the tree has had to produce an entire new set. So basically, you know, you have to wait till the leaves start to break out of the buds, look for holes, look for chewing along the margins of the leaves, look for very, very small light green caterpillars.
Okay, and if you've had plants that last year and in past years was infected with the winter moth and you had a lot of defoliation, how can you help that tree? Is there a particular fertilizer that you can apply that will help to rebuild and give that plant some additional energy? And when is the good time to fertilize these shrubs and trees that were affected by the winter moth damage?
You know, one of the absolutely best things that you could do, and a lot of people don't think of this, but is to water their trees. Water is, you know, probably one of the most limiting minerals that we have that the tree needs in order to absorb nutrients from the soil. As far as fertilization, any well-balanced fertilizer, I would apply in the fall time after the tree has had a chance to put some food in reserves and to take some of that food and build some root material in the fall time to absorb those nutrients. I would not recommend doing a fertilization when the tree has been defoliated, because what you're going to do at that point is really push a lot of root growth. And, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. You want roots, but you don't want the plant trying to do too many things at once, such as putting on a lot of new root growth, putting on a lot of new leaf growth, because it takes energy to push those leaves out as well. So that's why I would recommend that, you know, you wait till early fall to fertilize those trees, and I think you would get, you know, the best results at that point.
Okay, so if you suspect that, thinking of last year, mm-hmm. you know you had good foliage, all of a sudden there were holes visible on it, you had misshapen leaves, and you should start thinking about getting the yard chipped over and
exactly.
calling somebody who's certified. Now, what's the difference between calling a landscaper and a certified arborist?
Well, a certified arborist is licensed to spray for hire insecticides. A landscaper typically is, you know, not trained to recognize, you know, pests in trees and may or may not be licensed. And you should always ask, you know, when you do hire somebody, are they licensed for this particular application? There are different levels of licensing for, you know, lawns, trees, ticks, things of that sort. So you want to make sure that the person that you're hiring, such as myself, that has the proper licenses to be doing those applications. So that way, you know, you're going to...
And that way, when you go to the homeowners, you can discuss with them an organic program to control the winter moth or a chemical program, and then give them the cost and the amount of times that the plant has to be treated.
That is correct. And you know, fortunately in this particular case, there are, you know, a couple of materials available to us that are organic derived. And are very effective, so it's kind of the best of both worlds. So, then, like you said, we would, you know, be able to give them the options, you know, of what materials to use and what are the pros and cons to each one of those options.
And if people have a vegetable garden, they have trees in the area that are being attacked by the winter moth, there are products that you can use that would not affect the vegetable garden itself.
That is correct. That is correct.
And then keep it safe at the same time.
Correct. That's absolutely
terrific.
So that's, you know.
Okay.
You really want, you know, to have somebody that, you know, is trained to recognize, you know, what those limitations of the materials are, what are some of the, you know, potential hazards with those materials so that you do not misapply them.
Wonderful. Okay, now, we're thinking for the future. Now, when your people come to the house and they're looking for the winter moth, is it possible that they can check your property at the same time for plants like woolly adelgid that attacking?
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Ed Roy. He is a plant health care manager and a certified arborist from the state of New Hampshire. And we're talking about the winter moth. Now, Ed, do you see any other insects, you know, not native to this area that are also causing a problem and should be monitored and have somebody like you come and inspect the property for?
Yes. The biggest one that we're currently dealing with that has been spreading rapidly up the eastern coast is the woolly adelgid, the hemlock woolly adelgid, which I think I heard you briefly mentioning at the break. Again, with the little bit warmer winters, we've been seeing both a northward spread up the main coast and an inland spread into New Hampshire. This is, again, an insect that was accidentally introduced from Asia back in the 50s, again, all the way as far south as Maryland and that area down there. And it's a very serious insect pest, and it's capable of actually killing a hemlock tree within 3 years if there's a heavy infestation. The other one that we're keeping an eye on that we have not found in New Hampshire yet is the Asian longhorn beetle.
Yeah, and that's coming in from the Midwest. I know there's a lot in Ohio, and it's moving in this direction. Worcester, Massachusetts, had a lot of Asiatic longhorn beetle a couple of years ago, and they actually had to cut down several thousand trees. And these are not just little trees. These are trees 2 to 3 foot in diameter. So when you get this insect in, it can totally change the environment in the area where you live.
That is correct. So, again, you know, early detection is very important. You know, the first telltale sign of having the Asian longhorn beetle is, you know, finding holes in your tree that are about the size of a dime. So they're very large holes, seeing upper canopy death of, you know, whole branches or leaders. And again, you know, that's a very important one to keep monitoring. We've had a number of calls to go look at trees that people thought of have had that. Fortunately, they were not, but it's good that, you know, people are aware and are calling us to inspect their trees. And whenever I go on a property, you know, we always keep our eye open for any of these potential problems.
Yeah, and the thing that's good, the Asiatic longhorn beetle and the woolly adelgid, they can be treated with a systemic product that you would add at the base of the plant, Bayer tree and shrub, for example. You use it as a drench. It's absorbed by the tree, and it will take care of those too. But the winter moth, there's no systemic product available at this time, right?
Well, you know, the thing is, there is a systemic product available, and it's actually the same one, Paul. The only thing I would say about that is that, first of all, you know, you have to put that material in prior to knowing when you have the pest. So you may be applying a pesticide when you don't need to use one. And obviously, if we don't need to use one, then we'd prefer not to. So that one, you know, has to be, you know, an absolute preventative treatment for something that may not exist. So that is, you know, one possible negative to that approach. But it is a positive in that it is a systemic, so the exposure to the environment is very small, and, you know, it does give you a longer period of coverage as far as protection.
Now, for the average homeowner, you know, they've been listening to you for an hour, you've explained the insect, how it feeds, how it works. How should they plan for this year? What are the steps that they should be doing now and in preparation for the arrival of spring?
What they should be doing now is basically keeping an eye out to see if they notice the adult moth now, which would indicate that, you know, this insect is in their area. So if they see a moth flying around, they should call us so that we can go out there and take a look at it and confirm that it is the winter moth. Then there's really, you know, nothing we can do until the springtime till we start seeing some feeding activity, and at that point then we can get an application on as quick as possible.
Terrific. And for them to reach you, the phone number is 603-332-1246.
That is correct.
And we want to thank you for joining us this morning and educating our listeners. Thank you, Ed.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.